It is, what's the day? It is Wednesday, March 7th. What's up? It's After Hours. I'm Cadillac Jack.
I'm Allie Mack. You know you don't need your headphones.
Oh,
this.
You're right. Yes. I didn't think about that. I'm so glad you're here today.
I just had to let you know.
You have saved me a couple of times today, and I appreciate it very much. All right. Today, Allie Mack, we revisited a conversation, a story shared with us late last week, and it involved a 911 call to Atlanta Police Department at 3 a.m. And some blood and you just being terrified.
Yeah, it was that whole 911 drama. But since then, I've been very, very aware of the lack of skills I have to defend myself if anything were to happen. So I'm trying to figure out what I can do to better prepare myself if anything should happen in the future.
What is the next step? Find out coming up during After Hours. Plus, we're going to talk about when you think of UGA famous graduates, the list is many.
It is.
Two of them, though, you hear today on Kix 101.5, and they have been tapped for spring commencement addressment.
They will deliver the commencement speech.
Thank you, Allie. In May, they're at Sanford Stadium. Got that story on the way. And we'll end with Can't Beat Caddy. As my hashtag March210 wins continues, I can be there as early as Friday.
But it could all change in 20 seconds, Cadillac.
Tomorrow, primetime, Candy Caddy, we play around 7:15. Let's begin today with a shiny, happy update about 8th grade career day, which is today.
Because everyone knocked some sense into you on Twitter and calling, and they said, Cadillac, you cannot skip career day.
I am embarrassed to be listening to you, Cadillac Jack, people scream. Then I've had a change of heart for very good reason. Let's find out why now as we begin
After Hours.
I cannot wait to get to career day today for my 8th grade daughter and all of her peers and classmates. You truly have kicked me in the hiney here over the past 2 days, and you've kicked some sense into me.
Thank goodness.
Seriously, what was I thinking?
Right. She would have been brokenhearted.
It's Cadillac Jack with Allie Mack, Kix 101.5. So you know that my arch nemesis today is going to be Vinnie Politan from Channel 11 because right. My daughter, who is in 8th grade, Olivia, says that, Daddy, they queue up three deep for Vinnie Politan from 11 Alive because everybody loves TV broadcasting, and he lets them play with the green screen. And rumor is he could potentially be bringing Chris Holcomb's Wasometer.
Well, but
today.
You're going to let it all go.
It's a career.
And, Caddy, you're going to go, and you're going to have a good time.
Hang on. I'm just getting an email right now. Hang on. Let me.
From the school?
Let me do this. It, open up. Okay. Wow. It's a list of the speakers that will be a part of Career Day today.
Oh, everyone. Who's on it?
You know who's not on the list?
Who?
I'm seeing the list for Career Day later today for the very first time.
Vinny's
not on the list.
He dropped out.
Vinny dropped out, which means I win. Not that it was a competition or anything, but Vinny's not on the list. I don't know any of these people.
Is that the official?
Do. I may be the most popular guy at career day.
All
seriously,
of a sudden,
now I got a little cock in my walk, huh? Who are some of these people? I have no idea.
Read some. Well, or just the professions.
But the professions aren't on there. Now, I am one of the five who have not done my volunteer training, according to the email.
That's a problem.
And the coordinator says that she will call today to tell you that you cannot come if you have not completed your volunteer training. Again, if you don't do the volunteer training, I unfortunately cannot have you speak. So
you have to do it.
It's going to be a standoff. I'm going to wait to the absolute last minute and make them nervous because now I am the star. Clearly, from looking at this list, I am the star of 8th grade career day today. So I am in, and I'm going to rock that place. I can take some stand-ups. We got Garth Brooks. We got Jason Aldean, Kenny Chesney, Jennifer Nettles, I think. Some of them need some duct tape, a little work on them, so they actually stand up. And then you're going to get me some Can't Be Caddy questions.
Yes, right? I will give you those.
And I'm going to take my Taylor Swift personally written thank you notes from through the years that are in a safe at my house. Because to my kids, Taylor Swift, like Elvis, you know? And Taylor's always been very good about writing thank you notes after you see her. And what else can I do? I can just talk.
Now you're all excited. You can take your fog machine.
Yes!
Your bullhorn.
I am excited.
Your tambourine. Talk about how you're going to play backup.
For Chris Stapleton. Plays tambourine when his wife goes into labor. When it comes to two shows to Atlanta.
Right.
Okay, yeah, I'm in. Google one person if you don't mind. You ready?
Okay. What name do I need to Google? Do you want to write it down?
Yeah. I'm just curious what this person does.
Got it.
What does he do?
Okay. Professor.
He's a professor. At KSU. Go Owls.
He has their future in his hands.
I got you beat. I'm curious. One more if you don't mind real quick. I'm curious about this combo because I didn't think that we could combo. I bet they're real estate agents. Seriously. I mean, that's like some. You might as well just come in and talk about annuities. No eighth grader wants to hear about insurance and annuities. Okay, Google these two names together. Okay, let me just say, are they competition?
They might be competition.
Really? I'm coming over.
I think one might be a nutritionist.
Okay, boring. Hold on. Probably should go listen to their session. College. Another professor. I'm still in the lead. I still have the popularity lead for eighth grade career day coming up later today. Literally, as we're having this conversation, my creator, there's another email. This is the third email in 10 minutes. It's come in. I did not send you the correct attachment.
Uh-oh. Is there a new updated list of people?
I shared an old speaker list.
Yeah. Oh, ba-ba-ba.
So I have now deleted pages 2, 3, 4, and it is the correct page 1. I will assign rooms today, as I haven't yet, because I'm still waiting on volunteer training from some of you. I don't know who those people would be.
Can we see the new list?
I don't know that I want to see it. After all that work looking up those people.
I'm sure those people are still on it.
Vinny's not on here. That's all that matters.
No Vinny.
Vinny Politan from Channel 11's not here.
He heard you talking about how you were going to bring...
No kidding.
R. Kelly, and he was like, well, I'm out.
Kenny Chesney and Garth Brooks and Jennifer Nettles and Jason Aldean along with me. And I am. Later today to career day. All right. So I'm still strutting. I'm okay with that. But I guess I should get underway with my volunteer training.
Yes.
Because I am one of five that have not done it. And I'm now being called out on all the emails coming in and out of my career day.
Do your volunteer training. How long can it take?
Be here tomorrow, and we'll share some stories and audio and video of the craziness that is career day, eighth grade career day, coming up later today. Updates throughout the morning. Tomorrow, Cadillac Jack, Ally Mac, Kicks 101.5.
I'm glad you're going to do it.
Yeah, my daughter said that's what keeps them interested is she said, you know, you just brag. And I was like, well, hell, I can knock, knock it out of the schoolyard doing that. I mean, if anybody, Ally Mac, can talk about themselves and promote.
That was a good idea now, see?
Promote themselves. It's the one and only Cadillac Jack. Good morning. I'm going to give it my all. That I can promise you.
You start talking about Taylor Swift, you'll have them.
Can I tell y'all a story about Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
Really cool story. When she was first getting into country music, she was being homeschooled. And I knew she was coming into the studio to visit. And I knew that she wasn't going to have a prom because she was homeschooled, I'd read. And that bothered me. So I threw Taylor Swift a prom.
It's sweet.
She still remembers it, though.
That's very sweet.
Because I gave her a tiara. She had a sash. We played The Time of Your Life from Dirty Dancing.
It's the epic song. Like, Maren Morris just played that at her bachelorette party, and they were trying to do the lift.
I want to know if the Australian dude who's coming in his wetsuit, who swims off the coast of Australia and tags whale sharks for the George Aquarium, I want to know if he's on the list.
He is there. You must text me immediately because I want to come. Y'all two are awful.
Awful
people.
Updates this time tomorrow. Make sure you're with us. Have a great morning. A 3 a.m. 911 call to the Atlanta Police Department from Ally Mac's apartment in Buckhead. There was blood on the scene, and Ally Mac, your heart was racing because you were truly scared at this moment.
Yes, absolutely. You don't ever expect to see someone waving you down covered in blood and screaming that they need help.
Here's a part of the conversation that we had with you late last week. Wait a minute. You're tearing up. What's going on?
I don't. For the first time in my life, I had to call 911. I get up and run every morning. So I was coming out of the gym, and it startled me a little bit when I came out of the gym. There was a gentleman, but there was a woman behind him. So I was like, oh, that's sweet. She's walking him out. Then I see him like waving me down, and his hand is covered in blood. He was like, please call me an ambulance. So I was startled, called 911, and the dispatcher got all the information. And then it hit me. She goes, ma'am, where is the woman right now? At that moment, it hit me, oh my God, she's probably what happened to his hand and why he's all bloody.
Ally Mac's story, a very scary moment late last week.
Yeah, and it's been a recurring theme since then. You know, on Twitter and on Facebook, there have been so many supportive messages, but also suggestions of like, you know, maybe that wasn't the safest time to be out and about. Now, I do, just a disclaimer, this is in a gated apartment complex, and I use a key card to get into this gym. It's not an unsafe situation.
Well, and you're also up to go to work. It's not like, you know.
Yeah, exactly. That's what's going on. But since then, after the 911 call that morning and your suggestions of maybe not being out, it has made me very aware of my surroundings. Every little noise I hear in the morning now, there's a little flinch that comes along with it. And when I do walk to the gym in the morning, I do have my keys with the rigid point out just in case someone approaches me. Like, what am I going to do with a key? Really, honestly, probably nothing. But there has been a shift in my system of how I'm going places.
How you think.
But I don't think I'm fully equipped to defend myself right now if there was a very serious situation at hand. So at this point, after many suggestions from you, I'm thinking about self-defense classes, Caddy.
I think it's a great idea, not only for you, Allie Mac, but I feel, reach out to us, 404-741-1015. I just want to take your pulse. If you would be interested in joining Allie Mac, we can get maybe a couple of different classes in different parts of Atlanta, convenient to, you know, a lot of different people, because I do think that it's a great idea. And you're not the only one that needs this or feels like they need this because they've had a horrible experience like you had late last week.
Right, right. It was just kind of a wake-up call that, you know, maybe you just should be prepared just in case. Hopefully you never need it. Hopefully you don't.
Let's continue the conversation on the phone. If you're interested, 732, Cadillac Jack and Allie Mac. Now, Allie has put together some safety tips that you can check out right now. As a matter of fact, Allie will put these tips on your phone right now. Text the keyword
HACKS, H-A-C-K-S, the number 68255. They're just little things you can do to keep yourself safe before we get these defense classes.
My name is Devin. I actually had not the same kind of experience, but I kind of know what she's talking about. And I did take a self-defense class, and I thought it was pretty helpful when I went away to college just because I was in a new area. I didn't know anyone. I mean, I'm on campus a lot late at night, so I think that a self-defense class is probably a very good step to take before something serious happens.
So you have been there before to a self-defense class, and you endorse it, and you have learned from it and would encourage other women, young adults, to join Allie Mac on this crusade.
Hi, this is Samantha.
Hi, Samantha. It's Cadillac Allie, Kicks 115. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing great. What's on your mind? What do you think about this?
I think self-defense classes are amazing ideas. I actually went down to Georgia Southwestern for college, and I got the opportunity to take a self-defense class through the school. And I have really, really long hair. And he introduced to me the thought of, what if somebody came up behind me and grabbed you by the end of your hair and you couldn't move? And he taught me how to get out of it. A month later, I was attacked from behind and he grabbed my hair and I was able to get out of it.
Looking at you, Allie, across the studio, your eyes are wide open right now because you also have...
Well, my hair is, yes, halfway down my back. I have extremely long hair.
You look like Rapunzel sometimes because it's a short 5'1", and your hair like comes down to your cankles.
Yeah, so I definitely think it is well worth it. I would highly recommend it. I don't really know of any places around Atlanta.
We'll find one. I think that's the next step. Them, if you know of someone, if you know of a company, if you know of a personal... someone personal that does these sorts of classes.
I would love to get messages on Twitter, Facebook, suggest them to us.
And if it's a chain, that's okay, even better, because, again, we want to hit different parts of Atlanta so everybody can be a part of this.
Make it a group thing.
Thank you for calling and further endorsing the idea. We appreciate it. Glad things did work out for you, okay?
Thank you. Y'all have a good day.
Thank you for listening. Bye. Justin Timberlake with country music's darling, Chris Stapleton, Cadillac Jack, Allie Mac, Kicks 115. That is from Jake T's Man of the Woods project. Say Something is the song. Chris Stapleton is coming to do two shows here in Kicks 115 Country around the time we suspect that his wife's going to give birth to their twins.
Correct.
So, I am one of five finalists. I love this kind of stuff. You know,
how did you get in this contest?
Because I read about it. I'm a member of the music association.
Okay, sure.
And I read that they needed some great, listen, this is talent. Okay, it's all about the right wrist.
Got it, I got it.
They need some tambourine people to play on the rest of the tour because Morgan's going to be.
Tambourine people.
Some tambourine players. Would you stop? This is a true story. Tambourine players to join him for the rest of the tour. Starting in Atlanta. And so there are five of us that we have to go to Nashville and record and a studio. And there's just a lot to the process, but I suspect that I will win. Morgan, by the way, doesn't even play the tambourine.
Morgan.
She picked up the tambourine just so she could go on tour and watch Chris. Watch her husband. Make sure that, you know, nobody's putting any beard softener anywhere that they should not be. That's why, I'm telling you.
She is a musician in her own right. She has written songs for Carrie Underwood and Dirk Bentley. Like, Morgan is a force to be reckoned with. but
yeah, if you're a gal and if you're a gal and you get you know right in front of Chris Stapleton, I bet she'd come at you and kick you in the throat. I think she's one of those type people. Uh-oh. I also play the drums, but I haven't been asked to play the drums yet. But I'm excited about the tambourine. There are five of us. Very talented players. One of them is Charity, who's become a really good friend of mine. I think I'm better than her. Charity Muff is her name. And I think that I'm doing much, much better than she is. And I suspect that I'm going to take it all come October. And you will see me on stage at Verizon Amphitheater on the north side and also at Solaris Lakewood Amphitheater on the south side.
Here's everything you need to know before you go with Cadillac Jack and Allie Mack. Mornings on Kix 101.5.
Georgia's governor, Governor Deal, has moved up the announcement on Facebook's 416-acre Metro Atlanta Data Center campus. Going to bring a lot of jobs to Atlanta, Allie Mack. Speculation here. I think this is because the governor wants to show Amazon, who's still searching for HQ2, Atlanta, I have heard, is in the top two. I think Governor Deal wants to show Amazon that we are open and prepared for business and can attract other Fortune 500 companies, despite the governor killing a $40 million tax break for the biggest employer in Atlanta, Delta. Just speculation.
McDonald's announced that they are no longer serving frozen burgers in their Quarter Pounders, and Wendy's promptly tweeted, "Happy National Frozen Food Day to you for all the frozen beef that's sticking around in your cheeseburgers," because they only announced it was the Quarter Pounders that are no longer frozen.
But not the Big Mac or the double cheeseburgers and things like
correct.
That.
Correct.
Still frozen.
Where's the beef?
If you're headed to Hartsfield, Cadillac Jackson International Airport, be aware that because of the forecasted nor'easter, airlines have already canceled 1,100 flights to from within the U.S. today. The most impacted airport at this time is JFK in New York City. 312 cancellations today alone because of the forecasted nor'easter would be the second in at least 10 days for the northern part of the country.
They're just getting hit with bad weather left and right. And we'll never be the royal wedding is coming up in May, and apparently Meghan Markle is going to marry Prince Harry in a $550,000 wedding gown. That is way more than most people make a year.
The price again?
$550,000.
Over $500,000.
For a dress.
That she'll wear once.
Once.
Kind of like Tiffany Haddish, who, when she hosted Saturday Night Live, said, "I'm not wearing this dress just once." And sure enough, she wore it to the Oscars on Sunday night.
Yeah, her Alexander McQueen dress.
Royal wedding is in May across the pond. What do you think, famous graduates of UGA, Ryan Seacrest? Maybe you think about Inside Edition host Deborah Norville from Dalton, Georgia. Kyle Chandler, who grew up in Social Circle. He was Coach Eric Taylor on Friday Night Lights, also in Manchester by the Sea. All of those famous graduates of UGA. There are two more, though. Two more that you hear on Kix 101.5 all day long. These two graduated from UGA with Bachelor of Business Admin degrees in 04, and they will give a speech they will address to school's spring graduates May 4th, Sanford Stadium in Athens, Lady Antebellum's Charles Kelly, and Dave Haywood.
That's so cool. I wonder if they'll sing any part of it.
That's everything you need to know before you go. Cadillac Jack and Allie Mack, Kix 101.5. Gamby Caddy is a 20-second pop culture trivia showdown. You ready to play? Let's get underway. Chris is my challenger.
Gamby Caddy!
That's me singing along. It's like a Barbara.
Gamby Caddy!
Shop quartet, but not really be a trio, right?
Gamby Caddy!
Chris is in Loganville headed to Smyrna.
Caddy, you're as sharp as a marble.
Oh, that's funny because the marble's round.
Yeah, no sharp edges there. All right, now, Chris, you know how this works. If you get more questions right than Caddy, you win. If Caddy gets more right than you, he wins. And remember, all ties go to Caddy because it's not called Can't Tie Caddy. It's called...
Can't Be Caddy.
Exactly. Today's category, Jason Aldean's wife, Brittany, recently slammed all the haters who were criticizing her and Jason for taking a vacation without their son. If you want to see that post, text the word SHAME, S-H-A-M-E, to the number 68255. We'll put it on your phone.
Did you have to do any editing or blocking or coloring out any part of her post?
I just embedded it. It is raw. You can see it. SHAME to the number 68255. So today's category is going to be all about vacation, gentlemen. And it's not fair for Caddy to hear the questions that I'm about to ask you. So why don't you tell Caddy to leave the main stage, Chris?
All right, Caddy, leave the main stage.
All right, Chris, I'm headed out. You got 20 seconds. Best of luck.
All right.
Last step out.
He was heading out.
Hang on. Seven in a row. Seven wins in a row on the whiteboard here on the main stage for Cadillac Jack. Now I'm headed out.
All right. Caddy is out, Chris, and your 20 seconds will start after I finish asking you the first question, okay?
Okay.
What country artist found a snake in his hotel room in Mexico? Hint, he's in town tomorrow night.
Pass.
What country duo has a vacation home in the Bahamas when they need to get away from where the green grass grows?
Tim McGraw, Faith Hill.
While on vacation together, Tyler Hubbard actually found out whose wife was with child before he did.
Pass.
And that's timer. All right, let's get Caddy back in here. All right, Caddy. Chris from Loganville got one right. You have 20 seconds to get at least one right. Category is all about vacation. And your 20-second timer will start after I finish asking you the first question.
All right,
okay?
Chris, are you up, Chris? You listening?
Yes.
Let me show you how it's done.
Here we go. What country artist found a snake in his hotel room in Mexico? Hint, he's in town tomorrow night.
Brett Eldridge.
What country duo has a vacation home in the Bahamas when they need to get away from where the green grass grows?
Tim and Faith.
While on vacation together, Tyler Hubbard actually found out whose wife was with child before he did.
I know this. Pass.
What country artist turns a vacation with fans into a huge concert with Crash My Playa?
Luke Bryan.
And that's timer. The one you're going to kick yourself for.
Yeah.
While on vacation together, Tyler Hubbard actually found out whose wife was with child before he did?
BK.
No.
Thomas Rhett.
There you go.
All right.
That brings the tally to Chris from Loganville. You got one right, and Caddy, you got three right.
As the hashtag March 10 wins continues, win number 8 up on the whiteboard. If it went every morning through Friday, I score 10, and there'll be a huge celebration in your car. And right here on the main stage, Kicks 115.
And Chris, I can't let you get away without saying those magic words to Caddy.
I'm Chris from Loganville, and I can't beat Caddy.
All right, have a safe trip to Smyrna. I hope you had fun. We'll do it again. Can't beat Caddy on Thursdays, prime time, around 7:15. Cadillac Jack, Allie Mack, Kicks 115. We miss you already, but we'll be together tomorrow, 5 to 10. Cadillac Jack, Allie Mack, Kicks 115. Atlanta's number one for country hits. And anytime, hashtag on demand during...
Hashtag after hours.
What do you think there, Chill?
I think that'll do.
Cadillac Jack and Allie Mack. Mornings on Kicks 101.5.